More than 200 cars in line, a 4 to 5 hour wait, and people being turned away. That's been the situation lately at the drive-up COVID testing site in Thurston County, Washington. It's just one indication of the current third wave of the virus. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
It's a rainy Friday morning, and a long line of cars snakes around the block at Providence Southwest Washington's drive-through testing site near Olympia. Irene Wood sits at the wheel of her Prius, mask on, having just been tested.
I'm in awe. It's amazing. It's awful, and it's amazing that there's this many people being tested and having to be tested.
This is Wood's second test in a week. Her first came back negative, but then she hugged her daughter, who had tested positive.
That was a silly thing on my part, mother-daughter thing, but I'm negative, but I'm getting it tested again today because, yeah, I need to be sure.
Both times it was a long wait. This time Wood says she arrived around 7 a.m., 2.5 hours before opening. Lisa Humphrey oversees this testing site for Providence.
We have easily probably doubled or tripled our volume out here with the cars that we see, to the point where this line will wrap around and start to spill out onto the main road.
When that happens, they have to tell people to come back later.
We hate doing that because we want to be able to test as many people as we can.
Providence is exploring options to expand testing capacity. That could mean longer hours at this location or even opening a second location. Meanwhile, hospitalizations have also tripled. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kevin Caserta has a simple plea: mask up and avoid gatherings.
Our caregivers, they're tired, very tired. Not defeated, but tired. And if people would maintain the appropriate precautions, we could limit the spread of this virus significantly.
I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.